Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. welcome back. And I missed the call yesterday. I was so darn busy. You wouldn't believe how many consults I get per day now. I do more telemedicine consults than I do radio. And I also have video podcasts through Vimeo, YouTube, and all social media. Now that we have our own network, by the way, Calvin, I want to announce that you will be in the process of joining the network and actually having not only your show pulled over and put over on the radio.co, but also I think you're going to be here with Todd at their station, so you'll be able to get the stack, VIP stack 5, that allows us to actually put callers and see their caller and message rate through. And we're getting many more podcast platforms. We're now on TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify, many others, RSS feed, directly to people, email, and we're going to have many more. And we want searchability. I'm also taking the shows, like today's show, I'm putting it up on SoundCloud so that it'll be searchable there, and it's put up posted on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, and all the other social media. And what's interesting, my Twitter account got knocked off somehow. So I threatened them back within minutes after I threatened them back to sue them. They actually reactivated my account, realized, oh, cool, it was an error. It's an error because if you tick off Deagle, stuff's going to happen, okay?
Oh, that's
now,
funny.
I get attacked on every level, spiritual level, geopolitical. I have people say, you know, blankety blank blank Deagle, whatever.
Right.
The fact is, I have defects. I mean, I interrupt my guests. I sometimes go on tirades. But it's important to listen to what I have to say even when I'm on a tirade. And it's important to understand what you're saying when we don't understand. Now, while we're having things like, we have the dialectic, and this is, most people understand dialectics of opposition. The first dialectic of opposition was was Emperor Nimrod, talks in the book of Genesis about he was a great king in the face of the Lord. In other words, he would actually come into a town or village and they actually have his own people cause death, murder, and rape. And then he'd come in and he'd say, well, if you make me emperor, I will actually protect you from these terrible things happening. Well, the same thing goes on with government. And when government and corporations give private foundations all kinds of leeway, like the Soros Foundation or Rothschilds, and they set up things like the United Nations, which is chock-a-block full of globalist foundations, these are all luciferic. And what they've done, they've actually taken the American citizenship, and we've talked about this over many weeks now that we've had you on, and we've actually seen that they've actually turned our birth certificate into a chattelized 32-note paper and actually made the mother kind of like a witness to you being handed over to the state as property. And then you've been propertized, in other words, by Baal, which is the otherwise name of Lucifer. In fact, we're in the days of Baal very soon now because it's culminated with the ceremony of Moloch. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Now, the days of Baal, it turns out that the Columbine massacre, remember the Columbine High School massacre?
Yeah.
Occurred specifically on the day of Moloch. And I took care of one of the my only pediatric patient was the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor. And I got to learn some really, really awful and scary and luciferically evil things about the two kids, Klebold and Harris, and how their parents were both military, and how this was a psyop actually running for 20 years before Klebold and Harris did their mass murder in the school. Did you know that? That the actual federal government had a blackout project going on there to try to re-educate the kids regarding death education and so on. And they actually were doing simulated murder in the school for more than a decade and a half before Klebold and Harris went through the school and killed people. Did you know that?
No.
Now, why is this important? It's important because the same thing's going on with the distraction, and I do refer to it as the distraction of Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump does some good things. He's fixed the economy by getting rid of regulations. Some of them are regulations he shouldn't be freaking getting rid of, like allowing them to dump toxic water back into our water reservoirs or into the groundwater to contaminate them, and also pushing 5G network, which is the last layer of the mark of the beast. I mean, it really is. And I have a video I posted up last week, and you can see it on my newsletter or on the show from last week. I think hour number one. I think I put it up on hour number one on Friday. But people have to understand that what's going on is the Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of abominations of earth, and one day has fallen Babylon, and so on. It refers to the United States. In fact, I gave the small scroll prophecy to the people, and I traveled around to the prophecy club back in 1998 at a conference, and in 1999 when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel. And the first chapter of the scroll, and by the way, God told me to not give the other eight chapters because of the stiff-neckedness of the people. When I traveled to Portland, Oregon, for example, with a prophecy club to 42 cities, I gave two prophecies. I saw, number one, a drum dance with the natives walking up the sides of the mountain from Mount Hood and actually about to throw a native maiden in as a sacrifice to the volcano. Because they figure if they gave human flesh, then the volcano wouldn't blow its top and kill a lot of the natives. Because there's a lot of sulfur and toxic pollution, and of course, if it blew, it's going to kill a lot of people. And the second was actually, I was in a rail yard, and I saw them railing, building actually a false floor, and putting in shackles for humans in rail cars that were formerly for cattle, so they could be hauled off to a civil detention camp or executed. Two men in the audience actually stood up at the Gunderson Steelworks and actually were working on that same day. They were actually in the audience in Portland. Now, what people don't want to understand is that there's a supernatural and an informational level at the spiritual level of this, and then there's a hyperdimensional level that deals with the control freaks that control the world. The world isn't controlled by just greedy or self-centered or sexually perverted people. It's controlled by demonic entities. That's why it says in the book of Thessalonians, we wrestle not, N-O-T, the big letters, not against principalities and powers, but spiritual wickedness in high places. The world is ruled by the Druidic Council of 13, and the one that sits in the seat is called a Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon or Satan. And people don't realize all the different groups, including the Vatican, the corporations, the foundations, and so on, they've actually chattelized and converted every person into a chattelized piece of property because Satan has intentions not to just terminate our physical life on earth and kill us, but also to terminate our spiritual life so we are cast into the lake of fire and are annihilated by the Most High God. Because God's the only one that can actually create and destroy, not Satan. He can pervert. He can cause you to end up in a bad position with God. But the only one that can actually condemn you and destroy you is God himself. Okay? Mm. Now, people don't want to hear that. And, of course, right. They also hear the once saved, always saved, foolish Christians who want to think, well, once I'm already saved, but look, listen, God warned me before he sent me back from heaven at 8 and a half, that's 59 years ago, that if I fall away, he will annihilate me. But I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back to save your people on earth and in danger of losing my name from the book of life. And he said, and he cried, and he said, not since the book was, your ancestor Moshe, because I'm a direct blood descendant of Moses through my mother's family, which are Naimas, the Naima tribe, would marry the lineal head 2,800 years ago of the lineage of the Kohanim that were blood descendants of Moses. So I'm a blood descendant of Moses himself. And what people need to understand, that the truth hurts, okay? I'm a sinner, saved by grace and by the blood of Jesus. That's why I even pray for Hillary Clinton, who's indwelt by a demonic entity, and Podesta, and even Joe Biden, we call him Mr. Pedophile. Pedophiles to grab kids. This guy pets everybody, kids, adults, whatever. You have to understand that our world is ruled by evil, not because people are just mentally ill. They're ruled because evil's inside them. It's controlling them like a video game. And The video game of corporations is actually in the process where they're getting ready for the final layers. Now, when they put nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere, and I saw this video last week, and it made me a new layer of understanding, these nanoparticles actually come into your body, and they actually light you up like an antenna. So 5G network is the final layer of the mark of the beast, because they're eventually, this is like the video game Jumanji, you're going to be able to hack into your cortex and your consciousness. They've had over 20 years in Japan the ability of voice to skull. So you can go buy a vending machine in Japan. It's not against the law for the vending machine to say in Japanese, buy a soda, talking to your petrous temporal bone in your head and actually subconsciously making you want to buy a soda. But what happens if they convert the world into what's called the Virtual World Project, which, by the way, I was taken supernaturally October 10th, 1993, and after security clearance and getting above top secret, which is the same level as the president, I walked through the same places 9 months to the day on July 10th, 1994, I was taken supernaturally by the angel. Now people say, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. You're a freak. Yeah, I am a freak, okay? But I'm a freak for your sake out there, not for mine. Believe me, I've suffered greatly for knowing what I know. And there's not a human being on earth that knows more about the mark of the beast than Dr. Deagle. There isn't. Never was, never will be. Technically, scientifically, communicationally, programming, there's nothing. And I don't want to get into all the details because it would blow most people away, even if they're you know, into all, you know, nonlinear programming, machine language, whatever. I'm not going to get into that stuff. But I want you to understand what you're doing is very prophetic. In fact, I consider what you're doing, Calby, is apostolic and if you want to call it prophetic. You may not realize it's prophetic because of the experiences you've had. And the people around you might think, well, you're just clever and you discover these things. God puts everything in our way, including the bad experiences and good experiences, so we can open our eyes and take the scales from our eyes so we can see what's really going on. It's pretty scary what you discovered, but I think you were in shock when I told you our main enemy is not the World Watch Institute that writes articles every year, or the Council on Foreign Relations, or Barack Obama, or even the Vatican, or even the devil himself. Our main enemy is the church. The church has got up their head, up their spiritual butt, and they don't want to hear a prophetic or apostolic word because they believe they already have a case. In fact, a few weeks ago I had to actually rebuke Dr. Bob Thiel, who's the head of the World Church of God, because they believe there's a millennium after Satan is been bound and released again after 1,000 years. There's no such thing as Satan being released. Satan was bound at the death of Jesus on the cross, and the world title of Earth was given over to us as proxies of God. Now, what they've done is a corporate scamtastic in the, you know, the district of criminals, I call it. And the New World Order basically is American. And what's happened is when Satan is destroyed, because it's right in the book of Daniel and elsewhere, and the Bible interprets itself. That's why 2 Peter 2:10 is very important. There's no such thing as a millennium. Now, he didn't want to hear that. He said, well, I can't come back on the program. Of course not. I want to say this, and it's going to aggravate some people, but they need to understand it. I'm here given the keys to Methuselah. I have technology and supplements, and I do telemedicine. I do a whole lot of it, helping people heal from terminal illness all over the world. And God's giving me this gift of healing as a sign gift that when I give you spiritual truth, you need to understand it, because 2 or 3 or 5 years from now, when your kids get a Christmas gift list and it says, okay, put on this headband, and you can go into cyberspace and jump off a cliff with a cyber suit on and fly like a bat, you know, like these bat suits, or you can go to a cyber brothel or do cyber mixed martial arts, and you can be like a top athlete. People don't understand when this happens, or when they reach the point where they can actually know the intentions of your heart, just like Minority Report, it's over. And we're so freaking close. They recruited me 41 years ago to hack into the consciousness of artificially created female fetuses because they wanted me to work on the MS tissue brain repository with Dr. Tortelot at the VA hospital in UCLA. And they wanted me to work with Dr. DARPA because they already had in Dr. Tortelot's office a $26 million plus mock-up F-14 fighter with a magnetronic liquid nitrogen-cooled helmet to convert thoughts directly to onboard commands. So God laid all this stuff out for poor damn Dr. Deagle. Man, I have been put through the ringer. And, you know, God knew before the foundation of the earth that he was going to make this guy called Deagle. And he wasn't going to let me die at birth by Dr. Ollie's crushing my skull on February 15th, 1992. And he wasn't going to let me die by a French surgeon taking the guillotine and slicing my throat and cutting an artery so I bled to death and went to heaven. And he wasn't going to let me die 5 years ago or even 2 months ago when the devil said, you know, I'm going to take you, Deagle. He knew once I got my own media and my own network, and their volume is going up like a rocket. And people are starting to get really aware because I'm putting up a SoundCloud and all these other places. People realize what I say and what my co-hosts say, which are basically apostolic and prophetic words like what you're saying, is not a minor thing, and you can't ignore it. I mean, you can ignore all you want. I have a solution for every problem on earth. Doesn't matter if it's health care, the protection of the earth from incoming Apophis, which is going to come 10 years from this month. We have this an asteroid heading toward us with a 1% chance of it or its debris field striking Earth 3 times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. Did you know that?
Nope.
No.
Is that the Nerubu?
They call it Nerubu, but it's not Nerubu. It's called Apophis, which is an ancient Egyptian name for the destroyer. All right? Now, you got to understand, I don't know some of what's going on. I know everything. And that may assault people, and they may say, shut up, Deagle, let your guests talk. I'm going to let my guests talk, and you need to talk because they need to hear the truth. If you don't get outside the corporation, you are part of the beast. That's what you are, Okay?
That's right.
Back in a moment. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Understand, back in the 90s, I presented a lecture and two papers to the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology. One was on fetal tissue transplantation for different diseases. The other was sex-selected abortion. 93% of abortions, by the way, in the world are female. They're not Down syndrome or some other genetic disorder. And what people need to understand, we're seeing the Democratic Party, where even 93% of abortionists wouldn't do the third trimester. People like this one, Tran in Virginia, are pushing a bill. And she's got this stark look on her face, like, hey, yeah, sure, they can kill the baby afterwards. And people don't, and our whole society, and this includes the church should be up in arms and marching to the capital cities saying they're not going to tolerate this. Now, I put a call in.
They really should be.
I put a call into Rand Paul. I put in a call to Rand Paul to actually have him come on about his life of conception bill. Now, this Milano, this Hollywood star, which basically they know that she's got hepatitis C because she's a whore in Hollywood. She's actually trying to push for a ban, a financial and Hollywood ban against Georgia because they're going to put in a heartbeat bill. Now, heartbeat is not good enough. The Chinese, even for thousands of years, have actually said that a baby begins at fetal life at the moment of conception. So when you're born in China, for thousands of years, you're considered 1 year old because they know your birth date is not the day we come through the pubic arch. It's when you were conceived in utero. Now, our world is so damned evil now. They call good evil and evil good. They call people like me a nutball because I have, you know, superhuman intellectual and spiritual abilities. Not for my sake, for goddammit, because it causes a lot of persecution. I'm just a normal person, knucklehead, who sinned. I've done abortions. I mean, when my first wife had MS, stage 5, they told me if she didn't have an abortion, she's going to die in pregnancy. We got married. A month later, she got pregnant. And a month later, they told me if she didn't have an abortion, she'd go and die. She was paralyzed from the neck, blind. And could only move her left arm. She choked so much, I had to resuscitate her and intubate her airway so many times that she didn't just block her own airway with her tongue. Okay? She went on ACTH and told her, that's it. Doesn't get an abortion, man. She's dead. And, of course, I cried over it. We did. But then in my residency, when I turned down the residency at the UCLA and the VA hospital, I came back to Calgary because I did a year of internal medicine at the Vancouver General beforehand. And part of my residency, I was required with Dr. Mata to do abortions on Friday. So an average Friday for about 3 or 4 months, we'd do 36. And he said, you're such an efficient surgeon. I want you to become my senior resident, take over the obstetric department, and become the director of the Southern Alberta Abortuary. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, of course, by that time, I had been spiritually hardened by the fact he'd taken my baby. So, well, what's the problem? And people that want to say it's not murder, you're an idiot. Of course we knew it was murder. It's inside the walls of an obstetric room and a surgical suite. Of course it is. That's why we call them jigsaw babies. We'd actually take the sack out after we did the curettage, and if you didn't find a body part, we had to go back searching to make sure we got out of the woman's abdomen and out of her uterus, or she's going to get a puerperal infection or bleed to death. So if somebody says it's not a baby, they're a freaking idiot. They're a liar, okay? I knew it was murder, and we were doing it legally because it was okay. In fact, the last abortion that I was involved with, I was called the night before 6 times and said, Deagle, get up. And I wouldn't get up. And I'm saying, get me alone in the middle of the OR greens. And by that time, I was running 6 miles a day. You know, even in the wintertime, it was like 40 below zero. And an ideal weight. And I had a little green OR greens on. The angel, because I wouldn't move, picked me up and threw me against the wall. That woke me up. And I decided to get the equipment, putting an overhead heater and gonco suction and resuscitation equipment, because the next day we're going to do what we called a midterm abortion, because it was legal in Alberta at the time to do abortions up to the 20th week, but it was not legal unless you got special court orders to do it beyond that. So we lied on the paperwork that this woman was small for dates, and she was a drug addict, so her baby was going to be drugged. And I put the equipment in the abortuary. The next day, I just heard this voice in my head when I'm there in the abortuary. The senior resident plunges the needle into her abdomen, and the baby's writhing because it's dying. You know, and if you ever see a baby come out when it's aborted, their skin's all blue because they rupture their blood vessels as they die, and they suffocate. And I just heard this voice, get between your legs, and I had the gomco suction. She popped the baby, and I'm like a catcher's mitt. Cut the cord, save the baby, and the surgeon, Dr. Mata, who the previous week had taken me to the best steakhouse in Calgary. And Calgary's a rich freaking city, man. we spent a lot of money on the best whiskey and the best steak, and you can imagine, he offered me anything. He said, I have 100 and some million in the bank and a villa in Spain, and he said, I've never met anybody like you, Diego. You're a fantastic surgeon. I want you to take over my position when I leave. It's all like that freaking Pindar. I want you to be my understudy and take over my position as the Pindar running the Druidic Council of 13 when I ascend. So I have abilities that are superhuman, okay? And I'm not going to apologize and say I'm an arrogant SOB. It's just competence, okay? But it could be turned to evil, too. I mean, I could become one of the most evil bastards in history if I decided to go to the dark side. Thank God people are praying for me. So the surgeon tried to plunge a scalpel into my neck and cut my carotid artery and bleed me to death in the operating room, and it already saved my life within inches of cutting my neck. I got the baby down to the ICN, and the head of the family practice program said, if you go back in the hospital, he's packing, he's going to kill you on sight. So I had to switch hospitals from the Calgary General to the Foothills Hospital for the last year of my residency, and I was a top resident. I had the best score of all the residents in all three hospitals. Calgary General, Holy Cross Hospital, Foothills. But let me tell you, I didn't learn completely, because I'd still refer for first trimester abortions. I was a woman's right, you know, I was still hardened. So I had a diabetic woman come to my office in 1985, and she said, Diego, I'm diabetic, and I'm pregnant after 12 years. I said, well, that's good. And I said, but I don't have kidneys. I said, oh, well, that's not good. I said, if you don't have an abortion, you're going to die. You have no kidneys, man. She said, I'm going to pray for you because God told me to, and I'm going to bring back my baby when I deliver, because I'm going to get a pro-life doctor to keep me on dialysis while I'm pregnant in the hospital. I said, oh, my gosh. She did. I cried so hard I burst the blood vessels in my face. I screamed so hard I couldn't talk for days. I lost my vocal cords. And I realized what a monster I'd become. And if you don't understand that, and that includes, by the way, Donald Trump. He is not a Christian. If anybody thinks he's a Christian and all these Christians worship him and think he's Christian, you're an idiot. The man is a high-level Royal Arch Scottish Rite Mason doing what is right in his own eyes, which by Genesis 3 is the definition of evil. His uncle, John, okay, Trump, got all of Tesla's weapons, including the Tesla Violet Ray, Tesla, what's called Death Ray Machine, and all of his technology. Did you know that? No. Directly sequestered to the OSS back in the 1940s, I think 1943, when he went to the hotel in New York. You got to understand who Trump is. Trump's ancestor was the one who led one of the last crusades to the Middle East. He's not a minor player. Okay? And his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got the USMC treaty finalized, which is Zone 3 of the World Trade Center, which is right out of the Council on Foreign Relations, fall of 1973, where the 10 kings give their power to for 1 hour. I know all the zones. We're Zone 3 of the final 10 zones of the Earth under the World Trade Organization and the world government. And Jared Kushner is actually working hard to get the final treaty finalized in the Middle East for a two-state solution, including Palestine, which is the desolation by Hebrew words. And the abomination means the blood sacrifice against the blood sacrifice of Jesus. And the third temple, guess where it is? The U.S. Embassy. The U.S. Embassy is the exact site of the third temple. Did you know that? Now, I'm the only one saying that. You have to understand what's going on now. Yeah, this is really scary crap, okay? And while Donald Trump, you know, I prayed when Trump got elected. I said, Donald Trump, the Antichrist, or the one to introduce the Antichrist. And God said, don't ask me, Deagle. Because I'll tell you. And I bugged him for 2 months, and he got sometimes humorous, sometimes pretty angry with me, because I get it in dreams and visions, or sometimes he'll audibly talk to me. He goes, no, Diggle, you must be psychotic. I said, you know what? If I'm psychotic, what about all the people in the Bible that God talked to them specifically, because he had to talk to them to get the freaking message through their skulls? All right? I'm not psychotic. I'm going to tell you the population's psychotic, though, including the churches, that think everything's fine, or if it gets real bad, we'll get raptured away, and everything's going to be good. No, the rapture is to take evil out of the earth, not good. And what's going to happen, people that think, well, I'm America, if every rest rule is just like America, will be fine. No, America has both the duality of being the daughter of Zion, meaning the Ephraimites are apostate and should turn back to God, but it's also the daughter of Babylon. America is the seat of the beast system. It is America. It's not Russia. It's not China. So one of these countries are scared out of their freaking mind about America and its geopolitical and other things about keeping its prescience in space and land and so on. I know I work for the U.S. Space Command. I exactly know what the hell's going on. And let me tell you the arrogance and the power and the technology that America has is freaking scary. Freaking scary. Okay? And I was involved secondary. I was primary. I worked with the CDC and the FBI nationally. I worked with U.S. Space Command. I took care of the pilots flying the drones, actually put up the nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere of the planet. I knew everything firsthand, not second. And God had my daytime, and people say, well, how, Deagle, did you get to know all these things? I said, God took Deagle's poor damn daytimer, and he managed to arrange for me to be exposed to all the stuff. And when I do shows like this, I have intel agents contact me afterwards and give me even more stuff. Like 2 years ago, I had a guy send me the intel of the photoshopped birth certificate of Barack Obama from inside the intel agency, inside the NSA. He actually sent it to me directly from inside the NSA. Do you know that?
On the WhiteHouse.gov was the one that the Sheriff Arpaio spent $2.5 million producing.
Arpaio was correct, okay? Arpaio was correct, and we actually know the original birth certificate that was used for the base to actually create the photoshopped birth certificate of Barack Obama was not an American.
Yeah.
Now, his mother was American, but if he is not physically born in America, he's not valid to be a president. So then when even people say, including Trump, by the way, said years ago, before he got running for office, that he knew that Trump, that Barack Obama wasn't an American. And it never came back up again.
The Kenyan government said Barack Obama was born in Kenya. They made a proclamation.
His mother, believe it or not, okay, Barack Obama's mother, they have, you can go to Kenya, and they'll actually give you little things to say even which hospital it was. And she was outside the hospital room door where he was born over there in Kenya.
The reason why they're able to do it outside of the Constitution is because it's the corporation. It's not the de jure. It's the de facto. And the bottom line is there's nothing against the law of him being president.
My enemy, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm inviting churches. Dr. Deagle will come free, probably by video mainly, because it makes it easy for me to just connect. I'll do a video connect to 1 or 100 churches, and I'll send you the hyperlink, and I can be on video in your church. And I'll give a prophetic what for to your church of what's coming in the end time. Now, a lot of churches don't want to hear the end time. What's called the church here called North Coast Church, which has got about 14 campuses, around 45,000 people here in North County, San Diego. We've got campuses all over the place, all the way to Encinitas, but our biggest one is only a mile away. This giant campus with K-12 plus university and giant stadiums and everything. They're only about a mile from my house, believe it or not. God planned everything, man. It's amazing. It's a mile from my freaking house. And I asked the pastors a few years ago, because I did attend a couple services, do you guys do anything on prophecies? Oh, no. We don't understand that. We're the welcome committee. We don't understand it. You don't understand a third of the Bible? You don't know? You're not telling your people that we're in the end times and that your current president may be the last president of the United States before the beast? Dang, you're kidding. I looked at him like, no. So you might want people to feel really good about being a Christian, and, you know, maybe they're teaching some nice aspects of admitting you're a sinner and trying to turn from it and doing good works so people get jealous of you. Other non-Christians kind of think you're great because you're painting houses or, you know, giving food to the poor and so on. Good works won't get you into heaven. Saving souls gets you into heaven. It's a group ticket. You don't get to heaven unless you take somebody with you. Okay? And you got to put your life on the line, physically, spiritually, and whatever on the line, like I did when I came back from heaven, in order to save other people. You're not going to save them by not putting yourself in danger. It's like in the military. If you're going to save your buddy and your little special op force, you got to be in the battlefield, man. It's not going to be nice. It's going to be ugly, yucky. All right? Plus, you're going to be facing a lot of persecution from your own people that don't want to. I don't want to hear that Deagle, man. He's nuts. He's a screw-up, man. He's crazy. I'm not crazy. You're crazy because you won't ask enough questions to realize I know the answers. But they won't even call into the show, and they're terrified. If I ask him a question, man, then he's going to come back with an answer. Yeah, I will. Whether it's a health answer to get over your hepatitis or your cancer or your congestive heart failure, which I've overcome my own situation, or whether it's a spiritual thing where your pastors are not preparing you for the fact that you think you're rapping on the door of heaven, but your knuckles are on fire. Or you're told if it gets real bad, don't worry about it, the debt for the church or whatever, because we're just going to get raptured. Or that Donald Trump's a great Christian man. No, he's not. He's not. In fact, if you see the people he has surrounding him that he's appointed, including William Barr and John Lightning Bolt and Nikki Haley and these other monsters, these are globalist, high-level Masons luciferic Satanists. Damn it. Let's face reality here. And by the way, there's nobody on the Democratic side that we can choose either. It's ugly. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for Easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon Machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Welcome back. So I want you to respond to this. I ranted for, unfortunately, two segments, but it's people say, you talk too much. I like your initials, MMD, Motormouth Deagle.
MMD,
yes, I am.
Motormouth Deagle.
But I admit it, okay? But the thing is, you need to listen when I'm emotionally driven by the spiritual force of what's going on. When I hear the latest, when I see Mick Mulvaney just dismissing on this video I saw the other day about 5G. 5G is the final layer of the mark of the beast. And Donald J. Trump is pushing it like a son of a bitch since January of last year, 2018. Damn it. And then his son-in-law is getting ready to actually finalize the treaty, and he worships Rabbi Schneerson. So I want people to understand what you provided, hisadvocates.org, is a first step, which I'm doing today. I have to actually do a little earlier with your guy, Steve Dunker, than 5, because I have something scheduled at 5. But I want to talk to him because I want to move away and get a passport that's basically a citizen of California. I want to move my corporation and my business away from the IRS and the control of the global corporate state, because you have to understand, not just America and American corporations, but every business on earth will be captured by the system eventually. And that means everything. They'll even know the intentions of your heart, like Minority Report. People say, oh, no, they won't do that. I say, you know what? When you talk to somebody like Deagle, has an IQ over 200, who was recruited 41 years ago to do this stuff for DARPA, I'm not just saying this because I think, well, Dr. Deagle, he's an arrogant son of a bitch. No, I'm scared out of my freaking mind, and I know if God doesn't intervene here, because the devil's tried to kill me a bunch of times even since I've been on my show 14 years. Let me tell you, he's done everything. Persecuted the hell out of me at different networks like Genesis, Republic Radio, and Rents Network. Had people try to attack me and think, well, he's just nuts. But I want you to kind of fill in, how do they do the steps? First step I'm going to do is get a passport. Second step, I'm going to work on my citizenship and get them to take me off the rolls where my 20, 32-pound note paper doesn't mean that I'm owned by the freaking Corporation of America. Get my business moved away from these son of a bitches. Because what people don't realize, if you're not opting out of the system, you're part of the mark of the beast system. And most Americans are completely unaware of these Christians.
Not answering to what they're putting out there in the public regarding you. And people don't understand the simplicity of, you know, what happened at your birth, that birth certificate, and how it was literally transferred from your mom and your dad to where she became an informant and a parent. And a parent means judicially decreed guardian. So they transfer the manifest, which is the palm print and the footprint, and put it on a live born record. The state adopts it, basically puts it into the public, creates a birth certificate. And when you go and look up all these words, you're going to be shocked at what registration means, registrar, register, deposit. You're literally giving your product away for and all of its value to the state or the bank or what have you for some form of benefit or some form of credit on account. And what ends up happening is, you know, you don't realize you're becoming the chattel security for the United States Corporation, who literally is masquerading as the United States of America. And there's absolutely hundreds and hundreds of Supreme Court rulings that say the United States is not synonymous with the state of the Union citizen. And that state citizen is the one that does have access to the Bill of Rights, has all their unalienable God-given rights. And it's where the Constitution is guaranteed to support their God-given rights. And but as a United States citizen, you got none of that. You're the chattelized surety for all the banks and what they're doing through the Federal Reserve Act and through all these ridiculous...
And by the way, it doesn't matter if you live in Brussels, Belgium, if you live in Moscow.
It's happening all over the world.
This scheme is step-by-step moving. For example, the reason why Russia has a nuclear shelter in every other home is because they know eventually there's going to be a nuclear war with the West. Did you know the Joint Strike Fighter was designed by a man that I know personally in Colorado? It was done under Bill Clinton, And these are not Joint Strike Fighters. It's a stealth bomber to bomb the hell out of Russia and China. And once we get to that point, we have space-based weapons that can destroy whole countries. We can do it today. We press a few buttons. Without firing one bullet or one missile, the entire country of China will disappear. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And these people over there don't get it. I mean, even the Chinese communists don't get it. They don't realize they're about to be captured. They're worried about what's called the Glass-Steagall Act and trying to protect private finances and private banking interests so it won't be swallowed up by the global banks. That's why we're pushing, and we have Mick Mulvaney and Trump pushing and pushing and pushing for some kind of agreement with China. The reason why they won't denuclearize North Korea is because primarily banking and trade. And, of course, the Chinese are corrupt. They're trying to steal our technology because they suppress innovation there in their country. If you innovate there, you get pushed and allowed a prison camp. Okay? In Russia, the Russians are paranoid for a good reason. We've come right up to their back doorstep with NATO countries. So now Poland and Ukraine are NATO country allies. We've given tank-killing missiles to them. Even while we're letting the Donbass get shelled a few Christmases ago by eastern Ukraine with the so-called the Chocolate King, who's also the prostitution and the illegal drug king, who has illegally took over the presidency of Ukraine with the help of the U.S. State Department. People don't get this stuff. They think, well, you're making that up. Diggle said, you need to read. You need to check other sources. And then you need to pray and realize, I'm not a nutball. You're the nutball because you want to, you figure if I can shut up and attack the messenger, somehow the message or the proofs will go away. It's not going to go away. If I die tomorrow, which could easily happen, the truth is still going to swallow you up and it's going to lick their lips with your bones. Let me tell you, this whole world system is about to collapse, and people don't get it. If the power went out tomorrow, and Trump's even talking about power protection, he's not doing anything to stop the destruction of our power grid. Dr. Pai tried to have a show even when on Fox News talking about this with Life, Liberty, and Levine. He was ignored completely by Barack Obama, and Dr. Pai and his team tried to kind of get rid of the UHF transformers and lay other alternative things like surge protectors and plasma lines. No, Trump is screwing up, okay? And the same is the Democrats are even worse. They want infanticide. They want top-down health care control. They'll bankrupt so many doctors and clinics there will be hardly anybody left to even treat you. If they have, it's not Medicare for all. I got Medicare. You got to buy a lot of additional insurance. It'll be single-payer health care, and it'll be a lot worse in Canada or Britain. It'll kill you. And a lot of these doctors won't be able to even stay in practice. They'll be bankrupt if they try to reduce their fees, because they're not going to reduce their malpractice costs or the cost of an officer, staff, or rent, or anything else.
Right.
Okay? What I see happening is horrendous, and people don't get it. They think, well, you're making that up, Deagle. I said, I wish. This is the closest I'm going to get, hopefully, to hell. Living in America is as close as I call Hellmerica. Do you like that, Hellmerica? It really is. It's like, oh, my God, and I'm living in North County, San Diego, where a lot of the drones and the cyber technology and the AI is being built right here in California. This is the center of all this crazy shit. Excuse me, English. It really is.
I want to do a quick offer to your members, people that are listening. If people come to hisadvocates.org and give the fact that they heard this on your show, we will give them the entire process to get their state citizenship passport, all the documents, and all the training tools for free. All they'd have to do is become a free member and submit a support topic. I'm interested. I heard you on Deagle. And we will respond and give them the tools that they need to start their own process for free.
Wow.
We want to help the people. We want to free this nation. It's not about making money. It's literally about freeing this nation. We have the best support tools, the best videos, 10 hours of video training, all the documents. You can have your state citizenship passport.
Yeah, that's the first step. The second step, I think, is to move you outside. Can you actually withdraw your name from the so-called corporate list of the Corporation of America after you get your state?
That's correct. But the most important step is that passport, because it takes a long time to get that thing back and done. And then we help them with all kinds of other stuff that they have options to do and training programs. We're developing an online system. It'll be done in a few months, where the people that can't afford it, the single moms, the dads that are out of work, the homeless, the disabled, the elderly, they're all going to get it for free, 100% free, all the way through.
Right.
But the people that can't afford it, they're going to pay, and they're going to supplement those people that can't afford it, because this is a ministry, and it is a self-supporting ministry, which means we don't pass a plate at a church. We work for what we do. So if you really, truly want to be free, the process starts with the Department of State and making your proclamation, your declaration. And we have what goes with the passport application, an explanatory statement, and we will give all that stuff to you for free in the training videos that will explain it, and you can be on your way.
I got an interesting question for you. What if you're Canadian or British or Guatemalan or whatever? Is there any way of getting, because people don't understand, this corporate structure is very overt in America, but it actually exists worldwide. We're the only country where our actual rights come from our creator, not from the so-called the king or the emperor. And these other countries, they actually...
Canada, and we're working on Britain or England, and we're working on Australia.
Right.
The issue is adhesion contracts. The issue is people don't understand that a corporation is layered over what was originally given to the people. But in America, we have something special. And it is extra special. It's the only form of government that's directly related to the original form of government written in the Old Testament, where God was king and he dwelt with his people, and they were self-governed. And that was it. And so we have that in law here in this nation. And it got usurped by a corporation masquerading itself as the real thing. And they had to leave the de jure alone. They had to leave the original form of government in place. They can't get rid of that. The people just vacated the seats and went over to corporate seats, but the original stayed in place. Shelby versus Norton County. Corporations can't do business with living men and women. They have to create artificial persons. That's Rundle versus Delaware. These are Supreme Court rulings talking about this stuff. This is the most exciting times in the history of the world. In this nation, we have the ability to come out of that structure and be free under God, with no restraints, but it takes work and training.
Right. In other words, a parallel thing is going on in other countries, because what people adhesion contracts basically mean in every other country, it's overt. The entire system is luciferic. Here you have an alternative. Believe it or not, in America you have the alternative of not being a corporate citizen owned by the state. Every other country you have to actually get yourself extricated from the adhesion contracts, which means you don't really own property like your land or home, even in New Zealand and Australia. You have the appearance of ownership, but actually you're a tenant on the land. The same way is basically, and this is what people don't understand, if you go back to the Magna Carta and to the meeting of the Bales, which are the lords of the land, they're the only ones that can own property. In fact, if you go to Edinburgh Castle, you'll see the green man at the top of the Capitol building inside there. The green man meant that they were the Bales, or the ones that were indwelt by demonic entities, that they were the only ones allowed to own property. The ones that were below them were called mansters or monsters. So in other words, the word man is actually a play on the word monster, that by British English, Old English words, the word mankind actually is referring to those who are not rightfully owning property, because they don't have the luciferic right or the Baal right, which is why the law system itself under the Bar Association is designed to protect property rights. 90% of the law is property rights. And the lawyers, the liars, that are the bar, the British Authorized Registry, in countries even in Russia and China, are protecting the property rights of the Bales because they're luciferic. People don't get this, do they?
Right. No.
So in other words, all the lawyers are collaborating with the global Masons that run the world as a corporation for Lucifer. Oh, no, I have a cousin who's a lawyer. Whether he's knowledgeable or not, he's actually a functionary of the demonic system. So, yeah, that's great. Go to hisadvocates.org. Get yourself going on your passport for your state. Get yourself rolling and realize
This came from the Deagle Show.
You need to know that.
It'll be free.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it, bud.
I'll be talking to Stephen earlier. Probably tell him to give me a